Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're listening in from. And welcome to the Live Printing Impressions webinar entitled, How to Grow Your Print Sales, Discover Practical Actions You Can Take to Get More Customers at a Price You Want. My name is Alexis Luciano. I'm the Director of E-Learning for Printing Impressions Magazine, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help button at the bottom of the console or let us know via the Ask a Question box. Second, make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer to see and take part in any interactive portions of today's presentation. If you're enjoying this webinar and would like to spread the word to your peers, you can send an email invitation directly from the console by clicking the Invite a Colleague button. You can also give us your feedback at any time during the hour by clicking the Survey button. This survey will also be distributed at the end of today's webinar. As you probably already know, today's speaker will be answering select questions live at the end of the presentation. Use the Ask a Question feature on the console to submit your questions for consideration in advance at any time. If you leave the presentation, you can access the entire webinar on demand for the next 90 days via the same audience link you used to watch the presentation today. After that, the webinar can be viewed from the Printing Impressions website at www.piworld.com/webinar. Finally, if you're on Twitter, we encourage you to tweet about today's webinar. Please use hashtag #PIGWebinar when doing so. So when you registered for today's event, we included a link to a handout that Nick provided to be used in conjunction with today's webinar. If you haven't printed it out or don't have it handy, it's also available on the lobby page where you just launched the live event from. So if you want to take a second to go back to the lobby page and print out the handout to have handy, it's a good thing to use to follow along with the presentation as we move through the hour. So just a quick reminder about that. Now that all that's out of the way, I do want to ask you to please join me in welcoming today's speaker. It's my pleasure to introduce the person most people turn to when they want to grow their sales, increase profit, and grow their printing company more than anyone else in the industry. He's regularly seen in Printing Impressions, Print Week, Image Reports, and other specialist print magazines. He speaks on sales and profit issues around the world for organizations like Fuji Xerox, FESPA, BAPC, IPIA, and Print for Business. He is the creator of the Printer's Profit Zone, which was the major feature at IPEX last year and is the major feature at North Print Expo in the UK this year. He is the publisher of the number one business growth blog across the global print industry, and he's the founder and publisher of the Profitology Club and the Printer's Profit Blueprints, the only online coaching program for printers who want step-by-step systems to grow their sales and profits in a sustainable way. Today, he's going to reveal how printers can predictably grow their sales and keep their margins, even in these market conditions. Please welcome Nick Devine.
Hi, Alexis. I'm live?
Yep.
Okay, good. Hey, everybody. Welcome. I know there's people in different countries and different time zones, so wherever you are, I'm delighted you're here. We have a lot to cover, so we're going to be going fairly quickly. If you've got the handout, that's fantastic. Use that. If you don't, what I recommend you do is just grab some blank sheets of paper. Seeing as how you're a printing company, I'm hoping you're going to have some blank sheets of paper around and have a pen because you need to make some notes. In this webinar, you're going to learn what profit leaders do to create growth in difficult economic times. Despite the recession and all the challenges facing the printing industry, there is a percentage of the industry, and depending on the data you look at, it's about a third, that's figured out how to sell more to existing customers and still attract new customers, and they can do it without dropping their prices to ridiculous levels. When you know how to do that, then you feel a new sense of power and control in your business and in your local market. Printers who don't have these strategies in place will end up with no control over the sales process, their prices, or their margins in the local markets. When you implement what you learn in the next 60 minutes, you're going to set a foundation which results in deeper relationships with your customers. You attract quality people to your team, and business partners will want to do business with you because of how you position yourself in your market. Without these systems in place, you ended up selling print as a commodity and competing on price, and that's the case with most of the estimates you do, and that's not a place you want to be. When your company has a predictable sales process and sales are coming in and your margins are at the target level that you want them to be at, then you've got the resources to invest in your business. And that enables you to achieve your business goals and your personal goals. But without reliable sales and profits, you simply can't achieve your goals because you don't have the resources. Now, before we start, there are a couple of things I want to cover. You may not be aware of this as you watch this webinar, but Printing Impressions promoted this event to thousands of their subscribers. There are not thousands of people on this webinar. When I looked about an hour ago, there were just under 1,000 people registered, which means a lot of people didn't register. You've taken the time out of your day to upgrade your skills so you can upgrade your results. And it's like the quote says, in times of change, the learners, that's the people on this webinar, inherit the earth, while the learned, that's the people that already know everything, find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists. And you're going to hear some statistics in a few minutes for the number of failures in the printing industry. What I want to do is I want to acknowledge the fact that you've taken time out of your day to be here. I know you could have been someplace else. I know you could have been doing something else. And I'm going to make sure now that you're here that you get a powerful combination of strategic insight and practical actions to grow your sales. So that's the mission that we're on. I was kind of smiling when Alexis was doing the introduction. I have to say I was impressed. Even I wanted to hear what I had to say. Of course, the nature of these introductions is you hear all the good things, but you never hear the other side of the coin, which is about all the failures along the way. And I've had plenty of both, lots of successes, and I have plenty of failures as well. I'm going to give you just a quick bit of background so you know who I am if you're not familiar with me already. I was born in the south of Ireland, left home when I was 16, and actually ended up homeless on the streets of London for a while. And I got my first sales job at 16, selling home improvement door-to-door on commission only. And I still remember it. I started work on a Tuesday and got fired on Thursday. So I'm not sure what you have to do to get fired within 48 hours from a commission-only sales job, but whatever it was, I clearly had that skill. 4 years later, I was in Western Australia, traveling and in desperate need of another job. This time I ended up with a job selling encyclopedias door to door. Now this time I lasted 3 months, managed to sell not one single set of encyclopedias. Another 4 years later, I'm up in, this is 1984 now, I'm up in Queensland in Australia and got a job selling with Pitney Bowes. Everybody knows that company on this call. At the end of 12 months, I was continually under 50% of target and literally on the verge of being fired on a monthly basis. In desperation, at the end of 12 months, I went in search of a mentor in the company and got some coaching. 18 months later, I was 375% of target. Now, here's what's important. The market hadn't changed. My products hadn't changed. I had not suddenly become a natural salesperson. What I discovered was that high-performing salespeople, and I just later discovered high-performing companies, used systems to get results. They don't just rely on natural talent. They have predictable systems that produce predictable results. And on this webinar, we're going to be talking about some of those systems. Now, since that time, I've personally sold, built teams, run companies, started companies and become a partner in companies on 4 different continents and in 14 different industries, including this industry. And today, apart from the work I do in the Print Coach, I'm also a partner in 2 other companies. We've got annual sales of over $12 million. So the reason I mentioned all that is what we're going to be talking about today comes from in-the-trenches experience. This is not theory. I'm not some consultant who read a great book. I didn't buy a coaching franchise. Most of my wealth was created doing the things I coach, not from the actual coaching itself. And because of the work I do in the Print Coach, I get to see the inside data on hundreds of printing companies all around the world. I see what profit leaders are doing, and I see what profit laggards are doing. And we're going to be talking about both of them. Now, when I talk to print owners around the world, and I talk about their business challenges, they normally fall into one of 2 categories. One is a capacity problem, which means they have more sales and more customers. I've just got a message saying slow down. So what is the capacity problem? Okay, which means they've got more sales and more customers that they can deal with, which means they can't produce the print fast enough. And the second is a money problem. And usually what that means is there's not enough sales coming in on a consistent basis or the margin is too low for them. So it creates a money problem either way. In this webinar, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about that second problem. What is it you need to do in your sales and marketing to create growth? Now, on your handout, you'll see there's a section that looks like this. If your constraint is production, make a note. If it's sales, make a note. I'm assuming by the nature of the title of this webinar, it's going to be sales. But it's important to be clear about the problem you're actually trying to solve. So let's talk about that problem at the moment. What is the current sales and marketing problem people are trying to solve? Experience tells us that the better we define a problem, the easier it is to solve. So what is that sales and marketing problem everybody's trying to solve? Well, based on all the research I've done, it seems to fall into five categories. And if you're experiencing any of these challenges in your business, then what we're going to be covering in this webinar, you're going to find really helpful. So here's the five things I've noticed over the last 3 or 4 years. First thing that's happened is sales has gone south for many printers. Existing customers are spending less, and when they do spend, they're looking for cheaper prices. And if you're trying to get an audience with a decision maker and a good quality target prospect, it's really difficult, particularly if they don't see your company as any different to the next three companies waiting in line. Of course, when sales were down, profits followed, and in a desperate attempt to keep presses busy, more and more printers began slashing the prices. Many companies felt that because they sell the same end product, the only way they could compete was by slashing their prices as well. And of course, customers learned if they get three quotes, they'll always force somebody to cut the prices. The consequence of those two things then led to cash disappearing out of the marketplace. And because of the economic fallout, getting access to affordable finance has been nearly impossible for many companies. They've been forced into cost-cutting exercises, so instead of growing the company, which is what they want to do, they're cutting costs instead. And, of course, the banks pretty much refuse to loan investment capital or operating capital to small and medium-sized companies, which, of course, we all know, typical behavior for banks. Where are they when you need them? So what happened was finding growth became really difficult, and there was two aspects to this that I noticed. The first aspect was because time and resource pressures that company owners were under, they spent most of the time reacting to the daily ins and outs of running the company and really struggled to find time to actually grow the company itself. And the second thing that happened is they were suddenly faced over the last 2 or 3 years with this avalanche of things they're being told they have to do. Become a marketing services provider, get into Transpromo, become a digital printer, set up a web-to-print site, offer email marketing, get into web marketing, give marketing advice to your clients, become a variable data expert, become a social media guru for your customers. And, you know, you stop and you go, well, it all seems like sound advice. But very few of the printers I've talked to have the resources to take all of that on. They just don't have the time, they don't have the money, and they're very concerned about the risks that they're being asked to take. And then, of course, if you're one of those companies that have a sales team, you have a new layer of challenges. How do you change the mindset and motivation of salespeople that have been selling print one way for 20 years? What do you need to do to train them, coach them, and provide them with the tools they need so they can grow? And there's two things they have to do, is grow the existing accounts, not just take orders, and go out and find new business. So we said in the promotional material we sent out, we talk about the five major shifts happening in the printing industry in 2011. Now, a printer could easily get blindsided by these market shifts if you fail to see the full picture and the impact it can have on your business. So what are these five shifts? So first one I call a reality check. So let's stop for a minute and do a reality check and see if we can actually figure out what's going on in this industry. And we're going to look at two issues. We're going to look at production and we're going to look at selling. So let's look at production first. Over the last 10 years, production equipment has taken a massive leap forward in litho and in digital. There's been a massive array of new finishing equipment launched in the market. New and updated software packages have been released literally on a never-ending basis. So our capacity to produce higher quality, more varied print at leaner and lower costs has skyrocketed. Meanwhile, what's happened to sales and profits in the U.S. printing industry? If you don't know the data, so shipments across the industry, so for the U.S., profits are down from about $15.5 billion, that's what the industry made about 12 years ago, down to now $3.5 billion. So that's about $12 billion of profit wiped out of the industry in 12 years. Sales are down from about $130 billion to closer to $90 billion, so that's $40 billion in sales gone. And it's estimated, and there's lots of different data on this, but in the U.S. printing industry, we seem to be losing someplace between 1,000 to 1,800 printers per year. Another way to look at that, that's about a printer every working hour if you work a 40-hour week. So here's a question for you. Is that a production issue or is it a sales and marketing issue? What do you think? So depending on the piece of data you read, between 70% and 85% of printers have excess capacity. Now, as a business owner, that's a really difficult situation to deal with. The presses have to be fed, and the overhead still has to be covered. But here's what happens. A lot of printers have fallen into the trap of begging for the business based upon price. They're struggling to work out how do you compete on value, because all the competitors just seem to be competing on price. And I'm sure you'd agree you can't solve that kind of a problem with a sales tactic or with a machine. You have to have a long-term strategic solution, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Figuring out how to get in front of a buyer is just going to give you another opportunity to, quote, to be the lowest cost provider yet again. So you're probably beginning to see you need some kind of a strategic, sustainable solution based upon sound business management systems and robust sales and marketing. Then the other thing that's happened is what I call the Great Disappearing Act. So a great deal of traditional commercial print is simply disappearing out of the marketplace. I was looking at a piece of data recently where an analyst predicted that Apple is going to shift 45 million iPads in 2011. Over at Amazon, where there's a Kindle version of a book available, a third of people will buy the e-book instead of buying the paperback book. You know, we were at a school yesterday. You look at silly things like school reports, school newsletters, etc. That information is now being delivered across the web by a lot of these schools trying to keep the cost down. More and more companies are putting annual reports on the web and they're supplementing them with audio and video instead of printing them and posting them out. E-zines are gradually replacing the printed newsletter. We're seeing that. And blogs, the same thing. You look at things, you know, silly things like holiday postcards. Years ago, you went on holidays, and you sent a holiday postcard. Now you use your iPhone, take a picture, snap a piece of video, and you send that live to your family and friends instead. You look at things like letterheads. There are companies now that actually don't even have letterheads. What they're doing is they're using email. And you know, most of us are communicating by email more so than form letters. And even things like business cards. More people are using virtual cards, so they're pinging their virtual card to somebody else's iPhone when they need them because that's in a format they can use it on. And then all of us know about the big profit squeeze. Our costs have gone up, particularly paper. Selling prices are getting pushed down because of the market conditions, and customers, unfortunately, have no interest in paying the higher costs. So as a business owner, you're sitting in the middle, and you're getting squeezed from both sides. And the thing here is if you want to make money in these market conditions, you have to focus on profit, not just on revenue. We all know that, but there's some tactics you can use in your sales and marketing to enable you to do that. And then if that wasn't enough, we move to what I call the dark force. You've got a whole new array of well-equipped competition that are fishing in the same ponds, that you know, the same business ponds that you're trying to live out of. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there are currently 1,500 FedEx Kinko's offices around the place, 2,000 Staples stores, we all know Staples, 1,500 Office Depot stores, most of them offering a print capability. That's 5,000 businesses. Most of them didn't exist 20 years ago, and most of them weren't offering printing. And then you look at your customers, anybody with a digital printer, a suite of Adobe, an Excel spreadsheet, and a smart university graduate can do things a printer could barely have dreamed of 20 years ago. And then you look at things like web stores, Vistaprint probably being the best known one. Their last quarter results, $234 million. That makes them a billion-dollar company and growing at 20%. Gross margins at 66%. 2.2 million new customers in a quarter, in 3 months, and two-thirds of those customers come back and do repeat business with them. And then you look at the social media space. You look at places like Facebook. You look at LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn has got something like, I think it's 44 million users just in the U.S. YouTube, I don't know if you knew this, but YouTube upload more video in 60 days than the three biggest networks in the U.S. upload in 60 years. So what does all that mean? What it all means is plan A, which was to have good marketing, or sorry, good product and good service, and plan B, which was to have good production equipment, no longer work. You need a plan C. And we're going to be talking about plan C, which is having predictable systems that produce predictable results in your company. So things you can implement that people can understand. So the first thing I'm going to share with you, the first system we're going to talk about, is called the Complete Selling Framework. Now, this is something I developed years ago, and I really initially developed this to help me figure out what I needed to do in the companies that I was running at the time in our own sales and marketing to create growth. And what happened was when I saw it as a framework or a system, what I worked out is I could work out what actually needed to be done. Because before that, I found that I really struggled to work out what needed to be done. And many business owners and salespeople have told me this has really helped them figure out what they need to do to improve their own sales process. Now, there are four parts, and you have to include all four of them in your sales plan if you want to sell more to your customers at better margins. And it's a bit like the four wheels in your car. If you're missing one wheel and you're missing one of these four parts, your business or your car is not going to work well. Now, in your handout, you'll see a section that looks like exactly like this. You want to make some notes there. So what is this sales framework? I'm going to talk through it in detail. So we'll go through it piece by piece, and then I'm going to share with you two tactics, so practical things you can do. So the first one will show you how you can generate new leads with minimal additional effort, and the second one is going to show you how to improve your profit margins. Again, and this is using resources, things already going on in your company, so not having to make investments, hire people, and if that's just already what's going on in your company. So the first part of the sales framework is called find or lead generation. So every business needs a predictable process for generating new leads. If you don't have some predictable way to consistently bring new opportunities into your business is going to begin to shrink because new business is the lifeblood of any company. We all know that. And if you can't generate new business, you're going to squeeze the life out of your business. And for most companies, and this isn't, by the way, I operate in industries outside the printing industry. Most of what I do is the printing industry. But across all industries, the biggest challenge people have is generating new business. And when I started selling first, this is exactly where I used to get stuck. How do I generate enough leads for my own sales activities? And when I started running businesses, it was the same thing. Now, we're going to come back to this in a few minutes. I'm going to give you a tactic you can use this afternoon or tomorrow that's really easy to use that will help you generate leads. The second part of the sales framework is what we call WIN, which is a sales conversion piece. Now, this is your ability to maximize the conversion of leads to sales. So imagine you find a new opportunity with a new company. You're going to need some predictable process that results in a number of those prospects becoming loyal customers, and you want to do it so it's not just based upon you being the low-cost provider. You need a sales and marketing process, not a quoting process, and you know that. And the second part of this is your ability to maximize the conversion of estimates to orders. If your company, and I see a lot of printing companies doing this, many of them, they're churning out a lot of estimates on requests for customers and prospects, but there's little selling going on. It just seems they're responding to requests for quotes. And if that's going on, you're leaving a lot of money on the table, and we're going to come back to this as well. I'm going to show you a tactic you can use to convert more of those opportunities into actual sales at better margins as well for your business. Now, the next piece, the third piece, is called KEEP. This is your customer loyalty program. Now, once you have a customer, you need to have a system in place to keep that customer, particularly the ones that have the potential to spend a lot of money with you. And the thing to remember here is your best customers, this is really important, your best customers are your competitors' best prospects. And if they're not trying to steal those people away from you now, they surely will in the future, which is why you need a system. You can't just be relying on hope and look. You need an actual system to protect them. And this is why I put this image up there. These people, your best customers, need to feel like you're married to them, and they're never going to leave you, and you're never going to leave them. That's what we want to actually create, and you need a way to do that. And then the fourth piece of the sales framework is what we call grow. So it's find, win, keep, and grow. So this is the account expansion piece. So once you have an account, you need a way to unlock the full sales potential in that account. So think about this. Have you ever walked into one of your customers, discovered that they're buying things you sell, but they're buying it from one of your competitors, and when you ask them why, they say to you, I didn't know you sold that, or I hadn't thought, you know, to talk to you about that. That's really frustrating. So it's not just enough to take orders from the part of the business that does business with you. You've got to be able to tap into the full product potential and service opportunities in all the different parts of the company and any associated companies that it's linked to. So there's the four parts of the sales framework. So what I said is we'd come back and we'd look at a tactic in both of those. So the first tactic we're going to look at is in leads. So I'm going to show you a really simple, predictable process for generating leads. Now, I call it the filing cabinet referral system. And if you're going to say to yourself, because sometimes people say this to me, oh, I know all about referrals, here's my response. How much of your business is coming from referrals? And what people say to me is, you know, I've been told I should use referrals. I've tried, and I've not really succeeded, so I kind of stopped. And here's why this happens. I'll explain why this happens. And if you've ever heard me talk about this, this will be a real insight into this process for you. So we ask a prospect if they know anybody who could benefit from our products and services, somebody we know and like. The prospect thinks for a moment, then responds by saying, you know, I can't think of anybody right now, but if I do think of somebody, I'll make sure to let you know. And my question for you would be, how often do you get that call? Because when prospects said that to me, I hardly ever got that call. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about this from a different context. So imagine this. Imagine I'm sitting in my office one day and I ask a colleague to get me a client file before I go to the meeting. So they ask a pretty sensible question. They say, which file do you want? And my response is, John, I'm in a rush. Just grab me the file, will you? So John says, you know, Nick, I'm happy to help. Just tell me which file you want and tell me where it is. And I go, oh, it's the Smith file. It's the top drawer of the filing cabinet, and it's near the front. So John gets me the file and have it immediately. Now, that's what's going on in your prospect's mind. When you ask them, do they know somebody? Yeah, they know people at the current company. They know people at the previous two companies. They know people at the school the children go to. They know people at the golf club. They know people at the church. They know people at the Rotary Club, and so on. And when we ask them for a referral, they're mentally scrambling in all those filing cabinets and drawers trying to help us. But we've made it really difficult for them. We've not told them specifically what it is we want. So what we want to do is this instead. So after doing a little bit of sales detective work, you know, talking to your prospect, finding out where they used to work, doing a bit of research in the company that they work in and where they used to work before, you discover John used to work at the ABC company. And you know, because you've done a bit of research, that Mary runs the marketing over at the ABC company. So the next time you see John, you ask John, you know, John, do you still know Mary who runs the marketing over at where you used to work? John says, yeah, sure I do. You know, we used to work together. I still keep in contact. We see each other socially. So you say, would you be open to making an introduction? Because based on some research I've done, I really feel I could help them in areas A, B, and C. And John says, sure, I'd be happy to make that introduction. Now, what will happen is, probably about 70 to 80% of the time, people will make that introduction for you. And in my business, a large percentage of the business connections that I make come from just using that simple strategy. It's so easy, and it works predictably well. Now, there's a second strategy I want to give you, which I'll call, and I'll explain what it is in a moment. What it does is it helps you convert more sales from your estimates, number one, and it helps you increase the profit margins from those sales. So two important things. So before I tell you about it, I want to tell you about an anonymous experiment that I did. So in our companies, we do some printing. So a couple of months ago, I decided I was going to do a little experiment, and I said instead of using our normal printer that we use, we would try a different printer each time. And I wanted to see what happened in the sales process. So far, we've used four different printing companies. Now, each of them has done a great job on our printing. That's important. All four did an excellent job, and I'd personally be happy to recommend any of them from a production capacity. Here's what none of them did. And based on my observations, many printers are doing this or not doing this. None of them asked me about my business. None of them asked me what I was trying to achieve. None of them asked me about other printing requirements I might have. None of them asked me if I was happy with the job. None of them asked me for a testimonial. And none of them asked me for a referral. Four out of four. Now, imagine how you'd feel if your customer service representatives or salespeople are selling like that. How frustrated would you be? So let's look at an alternative. So great print, poor job of trying to get the money out. So this is called the context timeline. This is a concept I evolved to explain to people how to extract more opportunities out of what's happening in your business. So imagine you're sitting in your office one day, the phone rings, and somebody asks for a quote for some posters. So using the skills we're just going to talk about in a second, you find out the context in which the posters are being used, which is an exhibition. And you ask the customer, what are they doing to drive traffic to their stand at the exhibition or at the show they're attending? And after a bit of a conversation, you decide between you that maybe doing a mail campaign to invite people to their show or the stand at the show might make sense. Then you ask them, what are they doing actually at the stand itself? And then you start to talk about promotional goods, and you start to talk about literature packs for the prospects. Then you begin to discuss the follow-up for people who came to the stand and the follow-up for people who didn't come to the stand but did come to the show, and you agree that maybe a follow-up mail-up that might make sense. So let's look at what happened here. So somebody has rang up and asked for a quote for some posters. But because of the way we've dealt with it, we've extended the size of the opportunity, and we've gone from talking about some posters to talking about a number of different opportunities. We've differentiated ourselves from the competition because they're just quoting for the posters. We're actually having a business conversation with the customer. So we're not focused just on the product and price conversation. And if you think, you know, how do I do that? Well, there are questions you can ask. And a couple of really simple things you could say are, you know, John, somebody asks you for a quote. You could say, can you tell me a little bit more about your project? Or may I ask what plans you have for using the posters or whatever it is that the person has asked you to actually quote on. So having covered the four parts of the sales framework, you may have begun to realize that you're leaving money on the table that should be in your bank account if you're not using all four parts of the sales framework on a consistent basis. And maybe you're wondering, does this really work in competitive markets like yours? So I wanted to walk through some examples of printers using these strategies. So Mark's the group sales director with a company here in the UK called Gemini Print. Now he used the referral strategy with some other lead generation strategies we gave them, and he got nearly 30 new clients in 90 days. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Hannah runs a company that's been doing a great job of implementing these strategies, and she's seeing real sales and profit growth in her business. Now, it's taken a focus on implementation for Hannah, but they're delighted with the results. Sales are going up, profits are going up, and the particular marketplace they operate in is really competitive. David's company operates, again, in a very competitive marketplace, and what he wanted for is he just wanted something where he could compete without just it always being about price. And Keith runs a multi-million pound company here in the UK, and he was amazed when I was showing him the areas where he was leaking sales and profits in his business using some of the things that we've just been talking about on this webinar so far. So we've covered the sales framework, and you've begun to see how important that is to your business. And obviously, if you miss one of those opportunities, one of those parts of the sales framework, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. Next, we're going to talk about the sales foundation. So in your handout, you've got a section like this. So you want to go to that section next. Now, in the sales foundation, there are three pieces of what we call ideal clients, difference maker, and optimized customer acquisition system. We're going to talk about these in a bit of detail. We're going to start off by talking about the ideal client. Now, many of you have probably heard, and actually just before we talk about that, the thing that's important about ideal clients is if you go looking for ideal clients, you tend to find them because you find opportunities if you're looking in the right places. And many of the people I know that are dialed into this webinar are already familiar with the 80-20 rule. And essentially what it says is 20% of our customers are giving us 80% of our revenue, and 80% of our customers are giving us 20% of our revenue. What a lot of people don't realize is there's another concept called the 550 or the 550 rule. This is a concept I actually originated. And what this says is 5% of your customers are giving you half of your revenue. So you see that over the top 5% are giving you half of your revenue. The really frightening thing about this graph is the other side of the equation. Half of your customers, so if you've got 100 customers, 50 of them are only giving you 5% of your revenue, and they're probably not making any money on them at all. So all of your business is in a small group of clients. So the question I've got for you is this. If you're looking at your customer database in 12 months' time or 24 months' time, do you want to see lots of little hairs like that bottom 50% of your customer database? Or do you want to see more elephants, that's like the 20% or the, you know, top 5 to 20%? Now, the thing about having elephants in there, if you've got one or two at the moment, you've got risk, because if you lose one of those, you lose a significant part of your revenue. But if you've got a half a dozen of them, or if you've got currently six and you move up to 12 or to 18, that makes a massive difference to your business, because if you don't have clarity about who you're trying to sell to, you don't know how to focus your resources so you get the biggest bang for your buck. So you have to be really clear about who your ideal client is. Now, once you know who your ideal client is, you then have to decide what is it you're going to do to differentiate what you do from the competition. And I call this concept the difference maker. So imagine for a minute there are six printers waiting in line to quote for a project. Now, all of them have similar production capabilities. Usually, you just end up competing on price. The problem is you can't win long-term like that. The way you will win is with superior marketing and messages aimed at your ideal clients, so the prospect perceives you to be different. You don't have to be different. They just have to perceive you to be different. Here's what makes you actually different. It's a combination of two things: the products, services, and in-house skills you have, combined with your ability to sell and market that package to your ideal client. So I'm going to repeat that. It's a combination of the products and services and your in-house skills combined with your ability to effectively sell and market that package to your ideal clients. So that's the first two parts of the sales foundation. The next part is what I call the customer acquisition system. Now, if you're with me so far, you've agreed that to maximize sales and profit potential, you need the sales framework installed in your company, you need a way to identify ideal clients, and you need some kind of a value proposition for them. Now, the way the optimized customer acquisition system operates is you actually combine the rest. So you take your version of your lead generation, sales conversion, customer loyalty, and account expansion. You combine that with whoever is your ideal client and whatever is your difference maker, so your value proposition. And what that does is it gives you an optimized customer acquisition system. Now, when I show this chart to people, people go, you know, what's on the chart? You know, what have you got there? How does that work? Here's my answer. It actually doesn't matter what's on the chart because this chart is customized for one particular printer. What's important is you have some way to generate leads, convert them, keep them once you've got them, and optimize, so expand the account opportunity. You've identified who your ideal client is, and you've identified your value proposition. When you combine that into a process, you end up with your version of this. So you have your own version of how to find, win, keep, and grow the best customers in your marketplace. Now, I know what this is like. Sometimes people can put off the actions they need to take to get the results they want. They get caught up in the day-to-day of running the company and never get around to creating the sales and profit growth they actually need. They never make the small investments in time and money they know they should be making to take control of the sales and marketing. So I thought you might be inspired to take action by seeing a few more case studies. This is Jackie. Jackie runs a small print company, it's an SME print company in Pittsburgh, really tough economic climate. She's grown consistently through the recession. Now, Jackie would be, because she's told me many times, she'd be the first to admit she's not implemented everything she's learned from our coaching, but she has implemented enough to get double-digit growth even in the recession. Andy's company, Andy's based here in the UK, he's really grasped this concept of the sales foundation and the sales framework. So he knows who his ideal client is, he knows what his value proposition is, and he's got an optimized customer acquisition system, and the sales and the profit are both climbing. So imagine this, if you look at the quote he said, imagine increasing your prices and your margins when your competitors are slashing theirs, they're slashing prices, you're actually sending yours up. And you know, Gary's and he's actually a partner in this company. He's based here in the UK again. He just wanted some practical strategies he could implement immediately to grow sales because that was the problem that he was having. Alan, he's also the managing director of a company here in the UK. They've done a great job with the sales foundation and the sales framework, and they've stayed consistently focused on the implementation. And actually, I got the recent results from them. The sales this year are actually up now more than 28%. It's in the 30 percentile. So it's fantastic. It's really exciting. But sooner or later in your company, every business owner and manager begins to think about long-term profitability of the company. And that's what we're going to cover next. We're going to talk about long-term profitability. And many people on this call have been in the printing industry for 20 years or more. It's just one of those industries that when people get in, they tend to stay in a very long time. So 20 years ago, the business jigsaw puzzle was a lot easier to assemble. If you produced a consistently good product, and you combined it with strong customer service, they were really the two pieces. You could predictably grow your sales and your profitability. It's not like that today. Everybody on the call knows that. The world is different. The new business jigsaw is completely different. It's three-dimensional, not two-dimensional, and most people don't even have a picture to look at. They're trying to put the pieces together without an overview to look at. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the big picture so you can see what's required to build long-term profits in your market conditions. So that's what we're going to look at next. Now, I want to share with you actually how I put all this together because there's a bit of a story behind this that's going to help you make sense of it. So sitting in my office one day about a year ago, the phone goes and it's the owner of a printing company called me up because they got into trouble. I'm not going to disclose who the company owner was, so I'm just going to pretend from this webinar that his name was John. Now, John, during the previous to the recession, he was doing really well, had a good business growing consistently. Recession hit, suddenly beginning to struggle, had to let staff go, borrowed money. And John, if I remember, had just turned 50, and he'd had to borrow money with personal guarantees, not what you want to be doing at that age. And after the call, I really began to think and realize that running a company in today's market conditions has become complex. And if you don't have the required skills, it can cost you your company and your financial future. You know, 20 years ago, good product and good customer service, you were in good shape. Not the case today. So began to look at what was required to be a successful business owner and manager. And after a lot of analysis, I broke it down into four chunks, which is what you see on the screen in front of you. So it breaks down into leadership and strategy, sales and marketing, production and fulfillment, and administration and finance. So literally everything you need to do to run a business successfully falls into those four categories. The problem is this. Every one of those categories has a whole array of other things, and I could spend literally hours, and I have spent hours with people going through this, talking through all the things you have to think about in each one of those functional blueprints. You know, if you just look at sales and marketing, you've got to think about your website, you've got to think about lead generation, sales conversion, customer loyalty, account expansion, proposal writing, tenders, sales administration, sales management, you know, recruitment of salespeople, sales compensation strategies, managing the salespeople. You get the idea. It could become really complex. And the problem here is it is complex. That's just sales and marketing. Then you have leadership and strategy. You've got the same thing going on. What are your vision and goals? What's the strategy for your business? What's your growth strategy? Is it organic, strategic, acquisition, joint ventures? What's your profit model? What's your culture? How do you coordinate between divisions? What's your meeting rhythm? What's your profit model? What's your productivity strategy? And then you've got production and fulfillment. You can see how many things are on that. I'm not going to even attempt to go through that on this webinar. And then you've got administration and finance as well. And in there, you've got another suite of things you've got to be thinking about. So it's a big, complex problem. And hopefully you're beginning to see that. So even though you can kind of contain it into the four functional areas, when you go deeper, it does a lot in there. So no wonder you feel under pressure a lot of the time. That's just a lot of balls to have in the air at one time. And when you look at everything that needs to be done, you begin to realize you can't develop the required skills in all those areas and still have time to run a company. It's just not possible. And that's when I had an idea in our company. And here's what I started to do. I thought, if you could isolate each of these pieces and then look at them individually, so look at each of the four functional areas and then each piece in there, there must be a way to take best practices from all businesses and apply them specifically to each part of the four functional blueprints of your business. And that's how this journey began. Now, we've spent most of the last year putting in the foundations for what are known as Printer's Profit Blueprints. And I'm going to explain to you a couple of things about that and how it relates to what you're doing in your printing business. So what we've put together is what I consider to be the ultimate business growth resource for owners and managers of printing companies. So starting off with leadership and strategy, sales and marketing and finance and administration, we've put together simple step-by-step practical systems you can use to grow your sales, increase your profits, and managing the growth of your business. The production models we're working on, and they're going to be coming later this year. Well, here's what happens is each blueprint gives you the best actionable systems for that part of your business. You no longer have to try and figure it out. Now, it doesn't matter whether you use our blueprints, you find something from somebody else, or you develop your own. To build a profitable business, you have to have systems and blueprints for each of these four functional areas. Because if you're feeling uncertain about your future and you're not sure what to do for your company, this is how you begin to get rid of that uncertainty. Because the more knowledge and skill you have, the less you have to be fearful of. When you know for certain how to grow sales, attract new business, and improve your profit margins, the less you have to be fearful of in your business. So I'm going to talk you through what the components that we've put into our blueprints. At least you know whatever it is you decide to do, you'll actually know what's involved in putting something like this together and what you should be looking for. So the first thing you get in our blueprints is you get coaching videos. There are coaching videos for each module in each functional blueprint of the business. The coaching videos coach your team for you. You don't have to train them anymore. That's what the videos do. And with each video, you get a guidebook. The guidebook has the complete details of everything that was on the video, so it supplements the video. So you can have it in print and in video. When you watch the video, you need to implement something so you get the benefits you're after, which is sales growth and profit growth. The implementation blueprint tells you specifically, step by step, what to actually implement. I've also created MP3s for each module and each submodule. So when you're driving around in downtime, you can be upgrading your skills in your car while you're driving around. So while your competitors are listening to talk radio, you can be getting a competitive advantage over them, and that's going to result in sales and profit in your company, because that's exactly what happened to me. Every blueprint, every module also comes with a one-page summary. I know what it's like. We're all pressed for time. When you watch the module, you don't have time to go back and watch the whole thing again. So you just use the one-page summary to get the key points that you need to take away. Often in these blueprints, you leave particular tools to do things. I've developed all the tools for you, so there's nothing that gets in the way. All you have to do is just use them exactly as we've created them. And you get the checklist so you know exactly what to implement. And if you're somebody that's visually orientated and you need a process map so you can see how the strategy hangs together and how to implement it, we've created process maps as well. So when we created all this, we had to decide what the investment should be. And we went through quite a conversation in our company about this. And here's what we had to think about. This number is higher now. I've been at this for 27 years, and over that 27 years, I've actually invested what's now $417,000 of my own money on mentoring and coaching. That's a lot of money. All of that material is actually in this program. If you were to, when I work, in fact, with private clients, they're typically investing about $60,000 a year. That's work one day a month with our company. They're happy to pay it because we guarantee the results, so we take the risk away from their perspective. You bought an average trainer into a company, and it's going to be in the range of $1,000 just for an average trainer. You hire a salesperson, you know, anything from commission only to $100,000, you know, mid-range $50,000 for a salesperson. So all this stuff is expensive. You know, buy a digital printer, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. You look at the value of one of your top customers. I don't know your business. What, $50,000, $20,000, $100,000? Anyway, what we decided is we were going to do it for $297 because we wanted to keep it affordable for all printers. Now, when you compare that to other investments that you made in your printing company, it's minuscule by comparison. What I also decided to do is I decided to strap the full responsibility on my back with two guarantees. The first guarantee says, if you don't get more value from your investment within 30 days, then just take me up on my unconditional 30-day, no-hassle, money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, just ask for your money back. Delighted to give it to you. And if you, and this is within 12 months, I'm going to pay you $500 if you fail to succeed after 12 months. That's how confident I am in this system, because there's no machine you can buy, software you can purchase, person you can recruit, a consultant you can hire that can give you that type of guarantee. The only reason I can afford to do a double lock guarantee like this is because Printer's Profit Blueprints delivers on its promise, which is your sales and profits will grow or you don't pay. It's really simple. So I said I'd pay you $500. There it is. And I forgot that slide that was animated. That's actually what happened there. Now, because we've just launched the program, we've decided that for a very limited period of time, we're going to allow people to join the program for just $97 per month. We're going to have to stop that promotion soon. We've got a target that we're after. Once that's been done, we're stopping the promotion. There's no minimum period when you join, and you can cancel at any time. So if you're ready to be your own best investment, because that's what it would be, all you have to do is invest the equivalent of, it's a Starbucks a day, it's about $3 a day, and an hour per week. You need the hour per week to go through the videos and then implement. The principles that underpin Printer's Profit Blueprints are timeless. They work across all the industries and have worked for decades. And I've only included systems that produce predictable results. I've customized them for the print sector. So you have nothing to figure out. All you have to do is follow the step-by-step instructions and the guidelines that you get. So it doesn't matter if you're a team of five, a team of 50, or a team of 250. These systems will work for you because each module has already been tested ever before you use it. So there's no guessing here. It's all been tested. So let's summarize what you actually get. When you get access to your member, to this content in your members area, every module is in the same format. So it's got similar materials. What I'm showing you is just the first module. It's all step by step, so you never have to figure it out. It's already done for you. So the first thing you get is the coaching videos. We spoke about those. They coach your people for you. All you have to do is hit play. Then you get the guidebooks. They supplement the video, so you have a printed record of everything I covered in the video. Then you get the MP3s, so you can upgrade your business skills while you're driving around in your car. Then you get the implementation blueprints. They give you the practical step by step actions you need to take. Then you get the checklist. They guarantee you get everything implemented, because you can only make money with it if you can actually get it implemented. Then you get the tools, because I want you to be able to implement and get the results really quickly. You also get the one-page summaries, because you'll want to do a quick review after watching the full video. And you get the process maps. So if you want to have a visual map of how the strategy works, you'll have those. And any other tools you need have already been created for you. So essentially, everything is done for you. It's all been done. Now, because you're still watching this webinar, it means you're looking for ways to create sales and profit growth in your company. That's the reason you registered initially. You've already invested an hour, close to an hour, of your time to attend this webinar. And you understand that if you want different results in your company, you've begun to see you need to begin to run your business in a different way. Otherwise, you just end up competing on price in your marketplace. And that means you either need to develop your own version of Printer's Profit Blueprints or something like that, or classically use the version we've developed. So stop for a minute. Imagine owning a printing company that actually gave you what you originally envisaged when you started your company. Think back to when you started your company. Imagine having control of your business, so you're running it instead of it running you. Because for most business owners I talk to, their company is running them at the moment. The company is the thing in control. Imagine having the time and the flexibility to take a day off. I don't know what age your children are, or even if you have children, but imagine going to one of your children's sports days, or taking your wife or husband to the spa for a day, or a day off to play golf. After all, you are supposed to be the boss in your company, after all. Imagine having a company that generates enough profits that you didn't have to worry about money. When the bank looked at your financial statements, they felt confident to loan you the money you needed to invest in new equipment that you needed, or loan you operating capital if you're looking for operating capital in your business. Imagine knowing that your family's financial future was secure because your business was something a future buyer would be willing to pay real money for at a future date. And this is the reality. It's your ability to find, win, keep and grow the best customers in your marketplace. That's what's going to make all of that happen. So it's now time to visit howtogrowyourprintsales.com. You see that URL up the top there in blue? How to grow your print sales. It's the words you see in red, but it's a domain. So go there. There's a simple application form. What that enables me to do is formally set up your membership and welcome you into the Profitology Club. Then in the next hour, you're going to receive private member details, and then you can immediately begin watching the first videos. When you start watching the videos, and particularly over the first 9 weeks, there's three things, so three main benefits I want you to be paying, looking out for and paying notice to. The first one is your ability to create sales growth more predictably will have increased because you'll have skills then that you don't have now. Your ability to win sales without discounting all the time will have increased because you'll be using strategies then that you're not using now. And your ability to sell more to your existing customers, even if they're cutting back, will have increased because you'll be using some tactics you're going to learn in the first month that you're not currently learning. So all you have to do now is give yourself permission to invest in yourself. If you've invested in equipment, software, facilities, and people, isn't it now time to invest in something that will enable you to make money from all those other investments? So as soon as you're ready to move forward, visit the URL, and I'll see you in the members area. And remember, today, it's not $297, it's $97, so you're saving £200, $200, US currency, $200. So I've covered everything I wanted to cover. So we've covered the complete sales framework, how you find, win, keep, and grow the best customers in your marketplace. We've covered the foundation that sits underneath that, which is identify your ideal client, create a value proposition, so the difference maker, and then combine all those pieces to create an optimized customer acquisition system. Then we looked at a tactic to generate leads, which was a filing cabinet referral system. We looked at a tactic to convert more of your estimates into orders. That was called the context timeline, and I showed you how to use that and the types of opportunities that could create for you. And then we've shown you the Printer's Profit Blueprints. Now, I'd obviously love you to be a member of our Profitology Club. It doesn't matter whether you use ours or you find something. I don't know if there is something, but if you find something that's got that from a resource, you know, use that. The important thing is you change what you're doing so you're not just competing for print based upon price, but you can actually create real value for your ideal clients and get out of that doing endless estimates and always trying to slash your prices so you can actually win a piece of business, so you can keep the press busy. I want you to be in a situation in a year's time where you look back and you go, boy, my skills have really upgraded in the last 12 months. I now have predictable ways to get new customers, sell more to my existing customers, and protect my profit margins. So that's all I'm going to cover. I think we're also going to be fairly pretty much out of time, but I wasn't sure how long we would have. What I said to Alexis is if I ran out of time and I thought there might be a risk that might happen, what I would do is every question that's submitted, and I did this the last time I did a webinar with Printing Impressions and NAPCO, I will personally answer every single question. So I will personally answer every single question that you submit. I'll do it on email and you'll get an email from me. It might be 48 hours or so. Actually, we're heading for a long week here in the UK, so it might be a few days, but you will, I guarantee, get a personal response from me regardless of what your question is. So this is Nick. For those of you who are joining us in the members area, I look forward to meeting you in there, and I'll hand back to Alexis to close up.
Yep, Nick, thanks so much for all the great information you shared today. So on behalf of the Print Coach and Printing Impressions Magazine, I do want to thank everyone that attended today's webinar. Please be sure to check our webinar page to get information on all of our upcoming events. That's at piworld.com. And before you get back to your day, we would be grateful if you took just a minute to fill out the feedback survey that will appear on your screen next. Your feedback will definitely influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So hope to see you at the next Printing Impression webinar. Enjoy the rest of your day.